Source Trunk, your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 86, recorded on the 29th of October 2012. This podcast will try to show the listeners more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking selected open source software and give it a little test run. With this episode, I'll be drinking a Hopus, and a Hopus is a nice new beer. Well, pretty new. I think it's 3 years old. Is it? No, it's from 2008. It's from Wallonia in Belgium, of course. A blonde beer, pretty strong, 8.3%, and it has five different hops and yeast. Well, for this particular beer, it also does not have a normal cap. It has a cap you have to pop off with your thumb. apologies for the ears. And I will be needing two glasses for this beer, because Hopus, the beer Hopus, is taking up the tradition of collecting the sediment in the bottom of the bottle. So I'm not pouring it out completely, I'm just pouring it out until the last drops, and the last drops I will pour in a little glass. Here we go. So you have to imagine me having one big glass of Hopus, and next to that a very little small glass where I collect the yeast in. So let's give this one a try. Pretty bitter, but still very full taste. And then we have the yeast shot, the little glass. Well, I shouldn't be saying anything about this, because I'm not trained to taste the difference between the two, but the beer in the little glass is pretty denser. It has a lot of yeast sediment in it. So I think I did a pretty good job, and it's a pretty nice beer. Okay, but enough about beer. Let's go.
System tools.
Duplicity and deja dupe. What is it? Duplicity backs directories by producing encrypted TAR format volumes and uploading them to a remote or local file server. Because Duplicity uses librsync, the incremental archives are space efficient and only record the parts of files that have changed since the last backup. Because Duplicity uses GNUPG to encrypt and or sign these archives, they will be safe from spying and or modification by the server. End quote. Most of the features from Duplicity are already mentioned in the introduction, but let's go over them very, very quickly. Duplicity is easy to use, and that is an understatement, because it is very easy to use. Duplicity is the command line engine tool, if you will, where deja dupe is the graphical user interface on top of it, a wrapper. Now, easy to use, even the command line utility is very easy to use, because it only takes the command duplicity and then the folder you want to backup, and then your destination, which can be a secure copy URL or an FTP URL, and so on and so on. You'll have to look at the documentation which I have linked to, and you'll see that it is absurd how easy it is to set up. Another feature is, well, the encrypted and signed archives. The fact that your data is completely encrypted makes it ideal to backup to remote servers, to remote hosted servers, or remote storage for offline backup. In that way, you can put it wherever you want without fearing that someone would be eavesdropping on your data or using your data for whatever commercial purposes, because it is encrypted. Nobody can touch your data. it is also very bandwidth and space efficient. Because Duplicity uses the rsync algorithm, and listeners who know about rsync, I did an episode on that years ago, they will know that rsync will only transfer parts of the files that have been changed, not the complete file. So for example, you have a 2 gigabyte movie file where you only changed, for example, the metadata in it. Well, the timestamp on that complete blob of 2 gigabytes will have changed, and not so efficient applications would transfer that 2 gigabytes completely newly to the hosted server, which rsync doesn't do. Rsync will analyze the file, compare it with the file that already exists on the other side, and only will transfer the parts that have been changed, which in this example could only be a few kilobytes. It uses a standard file format, which also is very interesting, because maybe something goes horribly wrong with the application itself or with the way that it has to restore. You just can go over to these GNU tar balls and just unpack them with the encryption. Of course, you need the key to unpack them, but you can unpack them with a regular GNU PG, RDIF, and tar. And of course, the choice of remote protocol. Duplicity does not really make any demands on the archive server. It doesn't care if it is Amazon S3 or WebDAV or Tehu LAFS or FTP or Secure Copy or rsync that is supported. It only needs to be able to read and write on the remote server, and you are good to go. Okay, now the usage. Why am I using Duplicity? Because I'm using a backup scheme for the same one for years now, which is rsync and a combination of using hardlinks and so on and so on. Well, first of all, I needed a bit of simplicity. But let's go back a few steps and talk a bit about the importance of backup. And some of you will be yawning right now. Yeah, backup, it's important, we heard that before, and so on and so on. But let's just stand still here for just 1 minute. For the backup savvy, just please skip 1 minute ahead. Now, if you're still here, think about your laptop or your desktop, and think about the documents, pictures, movies, development files that are now residing on that hard drive or SSD drive. Now imagine yourself that hard drive crashes right now. Everything is wiped. There's no way to get that stuff back. Do you have a backup somewhere? Do you? If not, then it's really gone. So now we're going back to Duplicity. It's easy to back up your stuff, and you really, really, really should. Okay, so for my purpose, I was searching for something more easy, but more specifically, I had a problem with my offline backup. I use a dedicated server for a lot of purposes, and one of those purposes is my offsite backup. So when the house completely burns down, God forbid, I still have my data in the cloud somewhere, but it is my server. And I used encrypted volumes on that server. So if something would happen with the company that hosts that server, my precious data is not used or looked at or whatever. So I had encrypted those volumes. But the problem with encrypted volumes is that every time you transfer to those volumes, the operating system on the server has to encrypt, which takes a big load off your performance. It gets quite a performance hit then. And I had another problem. Sometimes I have to send my data I want to backup via unencrypted FTP. I'm not able to use Secure Copy everywhere I go. Sometimes FTP is all I've got. So that data is not encrypted to start with. The data will be encrypted when it has arrived on the server, but not before. that means that someone could eavesdrop on my traffic and read my data. So I would rather have my file encrypted by the client before it is sent to my backup server. In this way, the encryption load is already done by the client. I don't have to burden the server with it. And also my data is encrypted and I can send it by whatever unencrypted means I want. To go back to the example of Amazon storage, Google Drive, Dropbox, Ubuntu, you name it. Well, it's nice to have everything encrypted before you send it to the cloud. Another example is I have been neglecting my backups of my dedicated server's operating system quite some time now. While I have a backup FTP service that comes with the monthly pay I am doing for my server, and I'm not using it. But now with Duplicity, I just did a little setup. It only took me 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops to test something out, and now it is running smoothly. Especially with the fact that you can tell Duplicity to, well, back everything up, and the first time it will do a complete backup, and the second time it will do an incremental backup and only backup what is new. And you can tell Duplicity to keep everything for 1 week or 2 weeks or a month or as long as there is storage, all in pretty easy and nice commands that you give with the Duplicity command. It is super, super easy. Now the installation, well, that depends on your brand of Unix. On Debian and Ubuntu, it is pretty easy. And then we come to the DejaDup part. DejaDup is integrated in Ubuntu as the default backup program. So when you go to the dash and you type backup, then you'll see a vault, and that vault is DejaDup. And their simplicity even shines more. It's very easy to set up. You just say what your backup location is. It can be a folder, it can be FTP, SSH, WebDAV, a Windows share, a custom location that you can just tweak to your liking. For example, this could be an FTP command or something other. It can be, again, a USB external drive. It can be Ubuntu one, and so on, and so on. You tell DejaDup which folders you want to backup, which folders to ignore, and then you just give it a schedule, how often to backup, daily, weekly, every 2 weeks, monthly, and how long you want to keep those backups, at least a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, forever, whatever is possible. You are a bit more limited with DejaDup in the possibilities, because with Duplicity, the command line, you can do well, some complicated stuff as well, but that is not what we are going for here. So DejaDup, look it up in your Ubuntu, and I even think it is coming also on Fedora. I'm not really certain, but if it isn't, it should. The offer, well, Duplicity was written by Ben Escoto, and now it is being maintained by Kenneth Loafman. Availability, well, as said, it only requires a POSIX-like operating system, best used under GNU Linux, because it also depends on Python, librsync, GNUPG, NCFTP, and Boto. And of course, Duplicity is running on my Pogo Plug ARM Debian device as well. You can get it from duplicity.nongnu.org. I'll put a link on sourcetrunk.com, and of course the code is GPLet free software. How to support it? Well, you have to contact the developers. I haven't found anything concerning the support of this wonderful, wonderful algorithm program wrapper thing. Okay. Android pick, Titanium Backup. If you have an Android, well, try out Titanium Backup to do more or less what we talked about here, because I can imagine that on your Android phone or tablet there could be quite some material that you do not want to lose. And if it's rooted well, then just try to get Duplicity to work on your Android phone. phone. Okay, listener feedback. I got a lot of listener feedback, not particularly about the episode, last episode, but a lot of feedback about raw therapy and Darktable. As it appears, there is a lot of demand for good picture applications, photo applications on Linux, FreeBSD, and so on and so on. So thanks for that great feedback about those simple mentions. I got mail from David Nash, who writes me about the beer reviews. I'll just read it out. I came to your podcast for the software reviews, which I enjoy and find useful, but also greatly enjoy your ale reviews. I'd use the term ale rather than beer, as beer tends to be applied to low quality mass produced bilge water as opposed to real ale, which is what you and I review and enjoy. With a friend of mine, I've been contributing ale reviews to local club for some time. We work to a system where we mark aroma, color, mouthfeel, taste, overall, and value for money. Would you believe that I've only sipped the Hopus beer and not even drank it? So I'll try again. I suggest that you might give a little more focus to the aroma and a good deal more to the mouthfeel than you currently do. If you'd like to see my set of reviews about 200 plus ales, I'll make them available to you on requests. They are on a spreadsheet format, LibreOffice, of course. And many thanks for your podcast, and may it continue for decades to come. Thanks, David. Yes, we mailed to and from a lot about this topic, because I was quite interested. And he is a member of camera.org.uk. I've put a link on sourcestrong.com. And Camera is an organization that campaigns for real ale pubs and drinkers' rights even since 1971. So I'm glad to have been pointed in that direction. And I'm looking closer into it, because it gives you also, as they explain, a bit of a guideline how to review ale, for example. And it's something that I'm not following too closely, and I will try to do more so from now on. The co-reviewer is Keith Berryman, and once in a while I will look at the spreadsheet and see if I can learn some stuff from it, and I'll mention them, of course. Thanks a lot for that wonderful feedback. I also got a mail from Ivan Gabovich, where my attention was drawn to Nikki and the Robots, which is a wonderful game in LGPL mode, which you can support by buying the story episodes, and you can find it on joyridelabs.de. I'll put a link on sourcestrong.com. And the developers are also responsible for the free gamer blogspot, which you can also find on Sourcestrong. Okay, then I got a mail from Mike Holstein. I'm just going to read it. I really enjoy the information you share with us all. Thanks for your time, and I appreciate episodes whenever you have time to release them. Once a week or once in a while, I'll take whatever you have time for, and I truly appreciate the information. I am a musician, and I have a few solo CDs I have made using only open source tools. This is the link to my Bandcamp, where you could listen and see if you're interested in playing something. And the link is holstein.bandcamp.com. I'll put a link on Sourcestrong as well. If you're interested, I can give you whatever type of audio file or whatever tracks you are interested in having, as well as more information on how they were produced, if you want to have that. I'm sure a show on Ardour would be too specific to be relevant to your target audience, but maybe you could quickly plug Ardour as well, which I did right now. Thanks so much again for your time, and keep them coming. Mike, thank you for your feedback. I have, of course, put your song at the end of this episode, and I'll put a link to holstein.bandcamp.com. And I'm sure now that I've mentioned Ardour, I should mention that I'm recording this with Audacity. And well, give me a lot of feedback about Audacity and Ardour, but do not forget that this episode was all about duplicity and Deja Dupe. Okay, let's wrap it up. Leave your comments on sourcedrunk.com or mail me directly via sourcedrunk@gmail.com. You can find me directly also as Gnu Dimi on Google Plus, Identica, or Twitter. I'm leaving you with Squibble by Mike Holstein. Thanks for your time and good hunting.